There is a giant mosque being planned to be built in an area right adjacent to Ground Zero. For example, and who had the story? I guess it was WorldNet Daily and Andrea Pizer writing about it in the New York Post today. But Human Rights Group is calling on Americans, especially family and friends and loved ones who were lost when terrorists murdered nearly 3,000 people on September 11th, to fight the construction of this 13-story Islamic mosque right steps away from Ground Zero. And the group called Stop, basically it says Atlas Shrugs, Pamela Geller, blogger and columnist, is hosting a no 9/11 mosque rally at Ground Zero on June 6th to protest the construction. And she now joins us on our newsmaker line. She's the editor of this and executor of the Freedom Defense Initiative. And also with us, Michael Ghose, who was the foundation of pluralism in World Muslim Congress. Guys, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
All right. Pamela, why don't you tell us? Pamela, tell us what your effort is involved with here.
Well, we are calling Americans from across the country, and they're coming. And also we have people coming transatlantically from Europe to stand at Ground Zero on June 6th, the anniversary of D-Day, to protest this mega mosque on sacred ground. We feel what could be more insulting and humiliating than a monster mosque in the shadow of the World Trade Center buildings that were brought down by an Islamic jihadic attack. Any decent American, any Muslim or otherwise, wouldn't dream of such an insult. It's a stab in the heart, in the soul of America. And we chose D-Day because that's when Americans acted against the evil of Nazism. And it's time for Americans to stand up against the evil of Islamic jihadi terrorism and Islamic supremacism.
Michael?
Well, first of all, Pamela, I believe your website said it is Islam-inspired Nazism. Do you believe in that, Pamela?
I believe in the last books of the Quran, the Book of Medina, there is prescribed violence for jihad. It's not my independent belief. I mean, since 9/11, there have been 15,000 Islamic attacks across the world. Just last week, you had a jihadi inspired by the Quran. His Quran was in his room in a holy place. He was training in Pakistan. It's part of the global jihad. This is a reality. I think that what would be more in tune with the American sensibilities, if perhaps there was an Islamic center built down at Ground Zero devoted to expunging the Quran and Hadiths of the violent texts of Vatican II, so to speak, so that we could move forward as one people pursuing human rights and women's rights and moving forward out of violent jihad. Yes.
Well, Pamela, first of all, everybody's crying out loud for Muslims to take the initiative to bring about a positive change. And this center, cultural center that is being built, is to do precisely that, to give voice to the moderate Muslims so we can subside the extremists among us. It is good, it should be encouraged by every American that moderate Muslims take charge and speak up. And this cultural center will house, one part of the cultural center is a prayer place, but bulk of it is talking about pluralism, coexistence, and how to get along, learning about each other. That's what this center is going to do. It's a very welcome thing to do. And as far as your comment about violent verses in jihad, these were the mistranslated verses that you are couching on for the last 8 or 9 centuries. Look at the Muhammad Asad's translation and 18 other translations. You are going by what was wrongly translated, not rightly translated, Pamela.
Well,
we are all in this together.
My advisors are former Muslims, Nani Darwish, Wafa Sultan, Ibn Warraq, that speak the language, that grew up in Muslim countries. They're the most reliable witnesses. And I find the naming of it, the Cordoba, or Cordoba initiative, where it's being painted as sort of a multicultural, tolerant period, when in fact it was not. When in fact non-Muslims, Christians, and Jews were forced to live under dhimmitude, subclass status, they had to pay a special tax, the jizya. And this, the message of Cordoba, I find very troubling. In addition,
I will let you speak.
The expression of conquest and supremacism has been made painfully clear in building a 13-story mega mosque on the sacred grounds of Ground Zero. How insensitive, Mike, I ask you, where if a stick figure is drawn and the name of the stick figure is Muhammad, buildings are set afire, people are killed, the Danish cartoons, because we're not being sensitive to the fact that that would be found slanderous, because slander in Islam is completely different than slander in the West. But to install a 13-foot mosque where the teachings of jihad are taught, that bring those buildings down and bring down the Pentagon and was going to bring down the Capitol building, these are all icons. That was the financial icon. The Pentagon was the military icon for the most powerful army in the world. The White House or Capitol building was the epicenter of power in the world. And just last week, the bomb was for Times Square, which is the icon of entertainment in the Western world. Now, I wish these things were not happening. They grieve me enormously. But we are in America. And why do we have to Islamicize America? Why can't America Americanize Islam?
Pamela, first of all, I think you're putting up the things about they're going to teach jihad. I don't know where you got that from. You don't have any information on that. They're going to teach about pluralism and coexistence. Not what your version of this story. I'm glad you are giving one point because it keeps us, all of us alert. We should not tolerate any teachings of jihad anywhere in the world, not only in America. Muslims stand up against that kind of teaching. The thing is, we are, by doing this center, we are encouraging moderate Muslims such as myself to come and speak up, have diversity of thought. Let different voices be heard.
Let me read from Andrea. Let me read from Andrea Paiso's column. She is quoting.
We uphold, protect, defend, and celebrate the values enshrined in our Constitution.
I got your point.
The Prime Minister of Turkey said, "The mosques are our fortresses, and the minarets are our bayonets." The Taliban said to President Obama, "There is no such thing as extreme Islam. That is an insult. There is only Islam." And in fact, what these devout Muslims are practicing is pure Islam. What you're describing, secular Muslims, is quite frankly, in the Quran, a punishable by death. That is hypocrisy. The word of the Quran is immutable. It is the word of God delivered to Allah. You cannot reform. You cannot reinterpret. You are not allowed. Now, I think that what you're engaging in here, sir, is taqiyya. And taqiyya in the Quran says you are to deceive and you are to lie to advance Islam in non-Muslim countries. ISNA, the Islamic Society of North America, which is an arm of the Muslim Brotherhood, they are furnishing all these materials to 80% of the mosques. And who is funding this? Yes.
Where are you cooking this up from? It is not in Quran. You cannot show it to anybody. Just because you've got the mega power, your voice is reaching, you cannot lie to the public, Pamela.
I'm not lying to the public. The world's leading scholar on Islam. Ibn Warraq has written books. I've read them all. Even the most silver-tongued stealth jihadist, like Tariq Ramadan, speaks of this.
You cannot just BS your way into this American public. American public deserves to hear the truth, not necessarily your version, our version. That is what I'm very glad Sean Hannity is putting you and I on this show, because we need to tell the truth to the American people.
Yes, and I think
the
truth, I think it's a long time, the truth has become the new hate speech. This is in the doctrine of the Quran.
All right, but hang on a second. Let me stop you both. Andrea Pizer writes about this in the New York Post today. Now, by the way, this apparently is this cult, this mosque is scheduled to open on September 11, 2011. 10 years. Let me finish. 10 years to the day that Islamic terrorists killed 3,000 Americans just yards away from this new mosque. And by the way, it apparently will have a swimming pool in a building that was damaged by the fuselage of this jet flown by extremists into the World Trade Center. Now, she quotes in her article, Paul Sipas, who's a member of the Community Board 1, who said a mosque is a fine idea somewhere else. And he's quoted as saying that if the Japanese decided to build a cultural center across from Pearl Harbor, that would be insensitive. If the Germans wanted to open a center across from Auschwitz, even after all these years, that would be an insensitive setting. I have nothing against Islam. I think, why there? Pamela?
I think it is very insensitive. I think that it is a slap. As I said, you see how upset people get when Comedy Central actually uses the word Muhammad. It has to be bleeped out, which is a form of self-enforced Sharia, Islamic law, where you cannot insult Islam. And I think it's, why is it not a two-way street? Why can they build mosques anywhere they would like, and yet we can't build any churches in Medina? And frankly, when I say it's an expression of conquest and superiority, I'm not trying to be controversial. I am merely repeating history all through Islamic history. All through Islamic history, from the beginning, Muslims always took churches and turned them into mosques. All the way back to 705 in Damascus, the Umayyad Caliph Abd al-Malik took the Church of St. John and had it rebuilt as a mosque. Took most of the churches, actually, in Damascus. We know that they took the holiest site, the Temple Mount, in Jerusalem, and they put the Al-Aqsa there and the Dome of the Rock. This is not new. This has been going on for 1,400 years, and I'm talking to you as one human being to another. I ask you, sir, how you would feel if you lost a family member there due to the root texts in Islam that propelled these men to do what they did, to build a mosque, a shrine, to that violent ideology. How would you feel? You must, somewhere in your heart, understand how painful this is for people.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes, for all Muslims, every Muslim, it's a painful thing to see some of the atrocities committed by men who are not necessarily Muslims, but they call they carry the banner of Islam. There are ruthless people in every faith that does not tell about the faith. You got to look the faith for what the intrinsic value. You cannot go by some idiots out there. 1%
The problem is, Michael, how widespread is radical Islam? How widespread is this fanatical belief that, you know, 72 virgins await you in heaven? We see one terrorist act after another by people that say they are acting on behalf of their religion. The 9/11 Commission report says we're at war with radical Islamists. There is an enemy.
Sean, I'm glad you brought that up. In America, 1% of the population is incarcerated. The same law applies to that 1% as applies to the 99% of genuine Americans. You cannot quote Quran for the abusers, as people abuse American law, criminal law.
Do you feel, because I have to have
you
those...
You cannot use that logic. That's the old logic. It doesn't work, Sean.
Well, Pamela, go ahead.
But I just want to say, but the Quran is abrogated. It's abrogated, Mike. So everything that comes afterwards supersedes what's before. Nobody's cherry picking. Nobody's cherry picking. I think that's an important distinction. And Kutab, this is a respected scholar, and it's Islamic scholarly acceptance that mandates jihad. And when you say it's just a fringe, I ask you, if it's not Hezbollah or it's not Hamas, it's MILF in the Philippines. It's the pirates, the jihad pirates off of
Somalia. I'm running out of time. I want to ask Michael a question. Michael, do you acknowledge Hamas as a terrorist organization?
Hamas, their objectives are terrorist. The idea of wiping out Israel is dead wrong, and that is terrorism. There is no question about it.
And is Hezbollah a terrorist organization?
I don't know the full extent of it. Some of the acts they do are terrorist acts. Not all their acts.
So let me ask you, Hitler was good to his dog. Did that make him a good man? Hitler. Adolf Hitler was good to his dog.
He was a bad guy.
He was good to his dog. He was good to his dog. Does that make him a good person? Because if they give lunch at a hospital and they spend the afternoon slaughtering people, what does that mean? That's complete moral equivalence. Well, they do some good things, so we're okay with that.
Hitler was a bad man. Are all German people bad people?
My issue is...
Not all people are bad people.
No, not
Hitler
all people.
Was wrong. Not all Germans were wrong.
I have no problem with Muslims. I love Muslims. I have a problem with the violent ideology that is taught in 80% of the mosques. This is my problem. The imam, Imam Rauf, who's in charge of this project, after 9/11, blames America, blame the Christians for 9/11. I have a problem with that.